Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
Hello, Andrew Myrams from Intuitive Finance, one of Australia's leading mortgage brokers. I was recently asked a really good question about the heat in the investor loan market and would higher interest rates actually help in cooling this off? I'm not sure on your thoughts, but my thoughts were no, they wouldn't, because investors are still going to invest if they think all the property metrics are going to be the same. So let's analyse what's happening in the current investor market. We've got a growing population of people that are coming into Australia and they all have to live somewhere. There's a clear migration to the capital cities, and so that's where investors want to invest. Because there's a housing need in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, all the major capital cities that have job opportunities and all the right metrics for an investor. So when you talk to me about would a higher interest rate slow that market down, no. Investors will basically do their numbers, they'll do their analysis, they will look at if the rate's 5% or 6%, if the property metrics marry up, if they think they're buying in the right suburb, if they think all the other matters would be there. I don't think a higher interest rate will affect it. The other thing that APRA and all our regulators are talking about is how do we cool the investor market? Well, I absolutely agree with our higher LVRs and those people that are really stressing themselves to get, because we're in a low interest rate environment, and that's not going to last forever. But the reality is for investors with good deposits that are lending into the market and that are growing the current market, then I think we have to continue to develop that. There's lots of talk about negative gearing and the benefits and the, you know, should we take that? If you take out negative gearing, you take out the benefits for an investor to invest in the market. If you take all the investors out of the market, then where are people going to live? If we're not providing new housing for people to live in and we're not providing investment housing for people to live in, then an investor will look for a return. They won't necessarily get emotional about what that return is. So we need to get the balance right. Again, the prudential, the regulators and everything like that need to just have a look at the holistic view. And Australians, I guess, their great love for bricks and mortar and things like that. So will higher interest rates cool the investing market? I don't think so. I think we need to be a little bit more creative in how we look at the controls and the measures that we put around those sort of markets. Of course, at Intuitive Finance, we specialise in investors and helping them grow their wealth through property. So we love to talk to anyone out there that's having issues with their banks or how they grow their investor portfolios. We really strategize and put a great strategy together to grow the market both today and in the future with our borrowing capacities and things like that, setting up financial buffers and all the important things that I think the regulators are worried about. We take an active role in our clients and making sure those are set up properly. So we'd love to help everyone out there. You can contact us at www.intuitivefinance.com.au, or of course you can call us on 03 95 98 85 44. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Are you into Twitter? Look us up and give us a follow. We scour the country for the best online property market and finance resources and share them on our feed. It's a fantastic way to keep on top of things.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.